The nation's aging icebreaker fleet is breaking down. The U.S. Coast Guard has three icebreakers, and two of them are now down for repairs. Today, the Coast Guard announced that the icebreaker Polar Sea will not be making its planned summer trip to the Arctic because of engines that are at risk of failing. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Dana Warr says the vessel was built in 1978 and refurbished in 2006, but its main engine is already showing significant signs of wear.
Condition could lead to a catastrophic engine failure, which obviously exposes the ship and its crew to possibility of a crankcase explosion, engine fire, shrapnel that could damage other equipment, and even injure some of the crew members.
The Polar Sea is one of two heavy Coast Guard icebreakers. The other one, the Polar Star, was already under repair and won't be ready for another 2 years. That leaves just one U.S. icebreaking vessel, the larger but less powerful cutter, the Healy, which is now plying the ice of the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas on a scientific mission. The Polar Sea was a key part of the Coast Guard's push to increase its Arctic presence due to diminishing sea ice in the Arctic Ocean. Last year, the vessel supported a number of safety drills and medical and other missions in coastal communities along the Arctic shore in an operation called Arctic Crossroads. It was supposed to do the same sort of thing this year and also conduct oil spill response drills.